Hey guys, welcome back to That Canadian Podcast. I'm your host and that Canadian, Sam. It's Movie Monday, which means I have a special guest here with me today, my handsome, my lovely and perfect husband, Andrew.
Oh, well, thank you.
The movie we're going to be talking about today is called Eli. It's a Netflix original. It stars Charlie Shotwell as Eli, Kelly Riley as Rose, his mom, Max Martini as Paul, his dad, which I'll get into him later, and Lily Taylor as Dr. Horn. The movie is also directed by Claren Foy. Andrew, why don't you tell me what the movie's about?
Sure. So it's basically about a little boy named Eli. He's 11 years old. He has what we think is an autoimmune disease.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't always have it. He developed it when he was...
I think he said four?
No, I think he said 4 years ago. So I think he was seven.
He was either four or seven. We'll go with that.
He was five and a half.
Meet in the middle.
Yeah. Anyways, so... he has this autoimmune disease where he can't be outside, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like,
he's
any fresh
air.
He's allergic to everything. Breaks out in hives, screams in agony. Anyway, so his parents have taken all of their money and put it into this one doctor that they found.
Dr. Horn.
Dr. Horn, played by Lily Taylor. And she is supposed to cure him.
Mm-hmm.
So they take him to this doctor and... it's not what he is an Eli. It's not what he seems. Or it's not what he...
not what he thinks, or not what he hopes for it to be.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, it's a whole new kind of treatment that he didn't even think was possible.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. So basically, yeah, it's not really what it seems. And he finds out new things about himself.
Mm-hmm.
And events... transpire.
One might say he becomes a brand new person.
Oh, crazy.
Before we dive too deep into this review thought process of a podcast, I want to point out one thing. Andrew already knows what I'm talking about. He's already rolling his eyes.
I've heard this so many times.
A lot during the second time, more than obviously the first, but the second time, it just blows my mind. Okay, if you guys notice this after you listen to this, go to my Instagram, go to the website, send me an email, DM me, leave a comment. Just let me know if you agree, okay? While watching this, I thought to myself, self, he looks familiar. What is he from? Where do you know him from? And then I realized I don't know him from anywhere, but it's who he looks like. So let me give you a little hint. I'll paint you a picture. He is the main character in a movie. Actually, well, he was a main character in some movies, but the one I'm thinking of, he was a main character in a very popular show. The show had four or five seasons. I can't quite remember. And he was a father. He had a wife, a son, and there was a baby on the way. Now this man had an okay job. You know, it provided for his family. His wife didn't have to work. But then he found another alternative. You know what? I'm not going to do this. He looks like Walter White. Okay? Bryan Cranston, Walter White. He has the goatee. He has the skin tone, the eye shape, the freckles. He's got... even the color scheme or the color palette or however you want to work, he looks like what he is. Walter White.
Correct chromosomes.
Come on, you got to agree. He looks like Walter White.
He does look a lot like Walter White. I was wondering how long you were gonna go along with the. It's a show. He's a father with the. I was thinking, holy crap! Like this could last either a really long time. Or it's not going to last at all. And I just did not know.
I kept you in suspense, just like them.
They just got closer and closer to the computer, like, who is it? Who is it? What is she talking about?
So when I realized it was him, that's all I could see. All I could imagine was that Disney remake of Wanna Build a Snowman, where it's Walter's voice going, do you want to build a meth lab? Come on, let's go and cook. I'm not a good singer, but that's all I could think of when I heard it, or realized it was him, because... It's not him, but it's him.
I'm pretty sure the whole time you were waiting for somebody to call him Heisenberg.
Yeah, or for somebody to be like, Mr. White!
Yeah. Damn, bitch!
Science, bitch! I digress. Anyways, so the movie. Let's talk what?
Anywhoozle.
Okay, so I know you really liked the movie.
Yeah.
And I know you really liked the acting in it.
Yeah.
But what did you like about the acting that made you like the movie?
I really liked how... Now, this was Charlie Shotwell's first movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like this was like his introduction to the movie.
Wow.
Scene.
Really?
Yeah.
He was really good.
He was really, really good. He really actually made me believe, like, there's, like, I've seen movies where people have diseases and, like, mm-hmm. you know, you believe them or whatever. But, like, he acted his ass off, you know? Mm-hmm. And he, like, when he was out in the sun or, like, outside, and he was just screaming, or, like, he was on the operating table, just, like he was crying.
In agony.
Yeah, in agony. And, like, he was like, it was believable. It was very, very good. Mm-hmm. And like that really impressed me a lot, actually.
Me too. Especially for a child actor. Like, that's good. And his first movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
And not to jump straight to the end to but this is a spoiler.
Yeah.
When he turned into like the devil portion, like his devil.
That personality.
Devil. Yeah.
The switch.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Man. And he was just like pointing at people and just like. Boom, like setting them on fire and stuff.
Oh, when he turned them upside down and made them do the cross and then had them
the inverted cross and then set them on fire. Oh my God.
That was so good.
He was like, he was right into it. And it was phenomenal.
It was really good.
Yeah. And the mom, she was like, she played like the typical, like.
She's so sweet.
She was very sweet, very meek and mild. When I say meek, like, not like a bad, like, oh, I'm just a little, like, don't hurt me sort of, you know, crap. But, like, she, I don't know how to. Like,
just that, very soft-spoken, very kind.
Yeah. And, like, she was very good in that aspect. Her, this kind of goes hand in hand with writing, like, you brought it up, was how,
in the YouTube video.
Yeah. I mean, yes, in the YouTube video, but also in, like, in real life.
Yeah.
When we were actually watching the movie. You brought up the fact that you really liked how she calmed him down when he was doing
techniques,
his...
Her
calming techniques when he was having his anxiety attacks and stuff. How, like, blowing out the candles and...
The smell of the baking
cake. Yes, that's what it was. Breathe in the smell of the cake.
Exhale and blow out the candles. Now make a wish. What was your wish?
Yeah. I thought that was awesome.
And so she
was,
like, creative.
So very, very creative. And, like, she was just super... She was very, very motherly. Mm-hmm. And it was, like... Like, my mom, I know that if I was a little kid and I had that, that's how she would act.
Same.
And I know your mom would too.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what made me kind of really like her.
Yeah. She was like the perfect, like, that's my baby. I want to do my very best for him.
Yeah.
And then just, and the way that she said, I love you, you know, and he'd be like, I know.
Yeah.
Like, and then.
That kind of weird, like, I know that was, like, I don't know. That really weirded me out. Not weirded me out, but I was just like...
You're expecting him to say, I love you.
Yeah. Like, why not say, I love you too? Like, what kind of kid doesn't say that?
Well, there's
that?
Times I say, I love you, you know. And then you say, yeah, I know.
Yeah, but that was, like, his dad brought up that was the normal thing he would say.
Yeah, because he said that's just... That love is so common. He just feels so comfortable. Like, that's all he knows, you know? Mm-hmm. For her to be like, I love you, you know? And he's like, I know. Like, he doesn't, like, it's not...
He doesn't feel the need to say, I love you, too.
Yeah, sort of because thing, it's because just, that's what it is. It's the love that's
okay,
there.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And
it's funny, like, they explained it almost exactly how you just explained it, and I didn't understand
until
you had explained it to me. The dad, like, in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said it, like, almost word for word.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't really understand that until you just explained it to me.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Yeah. I didn't realize.
What you do.
I didn't realize, but you're welcome. Another thing I really, really liked about the acting was the dad. Now, he was a dick for a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
He was very much just on...
He's like that hard dad.
Yes, but at the same time, he's like... I don't know. Like, so the examples I'm thinking of, the first one is when they were in the car. And, actually, I can't remember the quote exactly. So I'm going to move on to the second one.
Oh, when the car started sputtering and Eli was like, oh, this car sucks. And the other one was better. And he's like, yeah, piece of shit. And he's like, I'm still actually talking about you and like joking around.
Oh, yes, that. Yeah. So he jokes around like that a lot. Or when they were having dinner and they had this big talk and the kid starts like poking his food and he's like, this looks like shit. And he's like, it tastes like shit too. Yeah. Like he's got like, he's quick with those responses.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of funny that like the little 11-year-old kid is like, this tastes like shit. Or I didn't fucking see it. Or, you know, whatever. Like yeah. He's just swearing and they're like, okay. Like, well, if I was 11, I would have got soap put in my mouth.
I thought he was super suspicious when the mom, what was her name?
Rose.
Rose. When Rose was in the room giving Eli the sedative, and then, you know, the dad was out there, like, you know, chit-chatting with Dr. Horn.
Mm, yeah.
And then she came out, and they just kind of switched topic. Like, that was super sketchy.
Oh, yeah, that's super sketchy.
And I felt like, as suspicious as it was, it eventually got explained. But I really feel like there was more to it than what was explained, and I'm really hoping that there's going to be a second movie to kind of explain, like, go deeper into it. Because there's questions that I have that kind of arose from this movie, and I'm just going to quickly talk about them, and maybe you can discuss with me what you think.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so the first question, and I'm going to list them all off, and then we can talk about them one by one, because I'll forget. First question, how did they find this woman? Actually, no, that's not even first question. First question, knowing what we know happens at the end, how he turns out to be this demon, son of Satan, mixed with a human, and Dr. Horn was trying to exorcise him like she was with the other patients. How? So many questions.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, A, how did she know that there was a business in this industry? Yes, she was a nun before, but that doesn't mean, like, how does she know that there's an industry for it?
Yeah.
Like, how does she, oh, I hear there's a bunch of people having children with Satan. I bet you I can exorcise them.
Yeah.
What?
Like, she buys this mansion and redoes it for this one thing. What are the odds?
That was one question. Question two, how did the parents know to look for her? There was four families that we know of because there was the three failed ones and Eli.
Yeah.
So there was four families total who were like, I'm just going to go to Google and see if anybody knows, blah, blah, blah. Like it's some common thing.
Yeah.
That I don't understand too. And then also, how did every parent create this reality for their children that they were immune, that they had this autoimmune disease and they were like allergic to everything? Like that was the story with each and every patient. We weren't told that, but I know we weren't told that, but we know that that's what they were implying because it was a clean house. Like the water was purified. It's cleaner than drinking or than bottled water, the air filtration system, blah, blah, blah. Like it's that fancy entryway. Like why is that? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I think, okay. So your first question, how did she get into this business?
Yes.
Right. I would assume because she was a nun, that she probably had experience with
like exorcisms?
Exorcisms, and had an idea of how many parents pray to the devil.
Okay.
So maybe she thought, okay, well, I've seen so many in my career, there could be a business for it. So, and to answer your second question, how did they find her?
Yeah. It's not like there would have been, brochures.
I don't know. Like, I mean,
especially like, okay, so let's say
word of mouth type thing.
Well, let's say you and I, it's not that common. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say you and I want to have a baby and I pray to the devil to give us a baby and he gives us the baby,
right?
Yeah. Oh my God, it's a miracle. I know it's not from the right person to give me a miracle, but it's my miracle baby that exists.
Yeah.
And when we start seeing these symptoms or behaviors or however you want to word it, what makes them think, huh, I bet you there's other people out there who talked to Satan and had his baby and then had these problems. And I bet you there's a miracle worker out there who can fix it. Like to me, that was, and I ask these questions still loving the movie. It's just these three questions that I'm like, how?
Yeah.
You know?
And like, for them to say, oh, she's a miracle worker and she's cured all these people. How do they know this? Are there reviews?
Yeah, like, is it on Yelp?
Because if there was reviews, it'd be pretty freaking bad because she killed the kids.
Yeah.
You know?
And like, well, the dad was lying to the mom about that, though.
Oh, that is true, yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Now with that, why would he want to kill the kid?
Right?
That, I think, like, they had troubles having a kid. Why would he want to kill him?
I think he resented the kid.
Oh, because of how much the mom loved him.
I think he resented him because of their relationship, like the mom and the son's relationship.
Yeah, that
makes sense. And I also think because he's not his son and he's the devil's son.
Oh, maybe.
Because there was that one scene where she's like, you gotta have faith. And he's like, oh, I am a faithful man.
Oh, yeah.
I've so he's always probably been a faithful man.
He's probably like a God-fearing guy, but and she had his son with the devil. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
Or he could just feel betrayed.
Yeah.
Like, oh my.
Yeah, maybe she did it behind his back.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, now, yeah. I bet you that's what she did because he said, you did this. Or
yeah.
Yeah, this is what you wanted.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. You're right.
Look at us figuring stuff out.
I know.
And, okay, so if this kid didn't know what his problem was, right?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense because realistically, if they wanted to keep up this charade that he had an autoimmune disease and he was not the son of the devil,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't they take him to like a whole bunch of specialists?
Right.
That are like legit special. Like they're not going to take him to like, hey buddy, yeah.
Can you just dress up like a doctor?
Yeah, can you dress up like a doctor? Like this isn't Friends for Christ. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Especially for him to have to live in a bubble like that. I mean, yeah, I guess if he doesn't know any better.
But still, like, if you're a kid, you know if you're sick, you go see a doctor. You know?
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Right? Like, how would they make him think that he... Or was it like that situation, and I can't remember their name, but that... I don't know if you remember that true crime case where the mom, like, convinced her daughter that she was sick.
Yes.
And yeah. Maybe it was like that. Maybe. Because they kept getting tests and kept getting tests. I don't know enough about the situation, but the kid was convinced she was sick.
Yeah.
And they even went to the doctors and they, you know, they did it.
Yeah. I mean, like, who knows? I just thought that was kind of weird. Like,
I thought so too.
You'd think that they'd go and have like a bunch of tests and the doctors wouldn't find anything wrong with them.
You mm-hmm. know? Yeah.
If anything, they'd say, oh, it's an anomaly. We don't know what's wrong, but obviously there's something wrong.
Yeah.
That they don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he even said, like, Eli even said when he first met Dr. Horn, he explained what his symptoms, or not his symptoms, his problem was. Something with, like, yeah. his genetics or something like
and
that.
And she's like, oh, you know a lot. And he's like, yeah, I read.
Yeah. About what? Like.
How do you know what you read about? That? And that plays into the question, how do the parents do this? How do the parents go into the whole, oh, you have an autoimmune disease and you're allergic to everything? Like, how do they go from, you're the son of Satan, to, we're going to pretend like you have this, to, we need to get you cured? Like, mm-hmm. how does that, be, the whole thing, like, I don't know.
It leaves questions.
Yeah.
It definitely leaves questions to be answered.
And that's why I'm hoping that there's going to be a second movie.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why I'm hoping.
Yeah, and like I said, it's... definitely left open for a second movie.
It is. Yeah.
Which is good.
I would really like to see one just, like, obviously to answer questions, but just because I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was very, very good.
I would love to see a second movie with Haley. Was it Haley or Hallie? H-A-L-E-Y. I think it's Hallie.
Hallie, maybe, yeah.
We'll say Hallie. I would like to see a second movie with Hallie and Eli wreaking havoc. That would be epic because they're both a child of Satan.
Yep.
They wreak havoc on the way to meeting Satan.
Yep. I thought it was so cool how they're like, come on, you're driving. And the mom's like, we're driving there? Like, how do you drive to hell? Like,
yeah.
Who's Satan? Like, I want to know.
Harvey Keitel.
What?
Harvey Keitel is going to play Satan.
There's going to be another one?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh.
Because he looks like... He was the detective that was in National Treasure. He's also in a lot of Quentin Tarantino movies. I'll show you a picture of him later.
Okay.
You guys probably know who he is, but he looks like he would be play a good devil. I'd say Al Pacino, but Al Pacino's already played the devil, so.
Has he?
Yeah. It's in a movie with Charlize Theron and Devil's Advocate.
Oh.
Yeah, and Keanu Reeves.
Huh. Yeah. Anyways.
We haven't said that enough this time.
I know.
We're actually on track. We don't need to say anyways.
Look at us go.
Yeah.
Anyways. I would like to see more answers in a second movie, but also just like you said, because I want to see their journey from going from this quote unquote hospital or medical facility to meet Satan and like what kind of adventures they'll get in between point A and point B and what's going to happen at point B.
Yeah. You know, what's going to happen to the mom?
I don't know.
Like, that'd be so cool if Satan took her as his bride.
That would be so cool.
Oh man, if this movie isn't already written, we're gonna write it.
It needs to be. Come on, Hollywood.
Yeah.
You made Sharknado happen. You can make this happen. You made
Sharknado 17 happen for
no reason.
Jesus sakes. So, back to the beginning of the movie. Well, beginning ish of the movie.
Yeah.
When they're at the hotel. The hotel owner / worker guy, what a dick.
Yeah.
Like, the guy doesn't have enough, or no, his credit card gets declined. The dad's credit card gets declined. Mm-hmm. And the owner or the worker guy, declined. He's super slow talking.
Yeah.
And then the dad goes to give him money and he's like, and like he takes his wallet count, takes a while counting it. And then he's like, oh, it's not enough for 2 nights. Dad's like, whoa, we stay here 1 night. And then he points to the sign saying after 9 a.m. it's 2 nights and it's 9:03. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, what a dick. Like, that's just rude.
Yeah, that was intentional.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. And then he takes the dad's watch. Like, he's like, oh, that's a nice looking watch. And the dad has to give him his watch in order to pay for, quote, 2 nights. Like,
yeah, stupid.
Piss off.
Asshat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You weren't expecting that, huh?
You know, I wasn't. That was good.
Good.
I just picture him sitting there, like, looking all stupid with a butt on his head. He's wearing an ass hat.
There's not many Easter eggs in this movie, but the ones that are there are very subtle. And if you're not thinking of looking for them, it'll take you a couple times watching it to be like, huh, I bet you that's something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you noticed the one on the billboard.
Yeah. There was actually two in the billboard.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, because there was the Proverbs 19:9,
yeah,
and then the phone number underneath.
Oh, that's right. Okay, talk about them.
Okay, so on the billboard, as they're leaving the hotel, there's a billboard and it says the Proverbs 19:9. I don't remember what it actually says, but it's I knew they didn't show that for nothing, right? And it turns out it's...
It's basically saying that those who lie shall perish, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And it's a foreshadow to how the ones who lied to Eli, the adults that lied to Eli, are going to die.
Yeah.
And they're going, like, they'll pay for their, they will perish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, which they did. And then at the bottom of that sign, there was a phone number, 335-173-TRUTH.
Yeah.
Now, Eli, if you take 173 and turn it 180 degrees, it spells Eli. And that's the number. So in the, when he was in the, in his room, he wrote his name on the window. Like, he went on the window and wrote his name.
Yeah.
And the ghosts or whatever switched it around. So it said 713.
Well, no. So the E went away and they put the E at the end.
Oh, yes.
So it looked like lie.
So it looked, yes.
Yeah. And then when they were writing, when he was in the closet, they were like banging on the closet or whatever. And then he eventually, it fell down or something. And it had lie written on the outside of it. And then later he was looking at it because the word lie had been flipped upside down.
Yeah.
And then that's when he saw 317.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool how they subtly put that in, because just to see a phone number, you're not gonna really pay attention to that. But if you look at it, which we didn't look at until the second one, or the second time watching it, I was like, wait a minute. And I rewound it. I was like, 137, that's Eli upside down.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really, really cool.
Very clever.
Yeah,
very, very clever. A lot of the writing and a lot of the... Oh, just a lot of it is just so clever. Like, that scene where he's shining his flashlight into the room with all the covered chairs and everything.
Oh, jeez.
And that girl is just, like, doing that bridge, but it's, like, super...
Like, her hands are, like, right behind her feet.
Yeah. And you don't even realize that's a person or a ghost or whatever until the second time you watch it and you look at it and you're like, oh, okay, yeah. I see it.
Well, I mean, you realize it after she stands
up. Well, yeah, after she stands
initially,
up.
Initially, you don't see it. Like, you don't see it at all because everything in that room is covered with blankets.
Yeah. So, that, I thought that was really clever. Yeah. And the other thing... when we were talking about numbers that I was very disappointed by was missed opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
So Eli had planned at one point to break into Dr. Horn's office and raid the files of the other patients that were there before him. And he was talking to this friend that he made, the girl from Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
And
Hallie.
And she was like, well, how are you gonna do it? Like, what if you get caught? And he's like, well, everybody's gotta sleep sometime. Which, you know, badass, right? Later we'll talk about this kid's bravery, okay?
Yeah.
But, so they have this conversation, and then he's like waiting in bed, and on the clock it says 1:37, and he goes down to break into her office. Missed opportunity.
Oh yeah, they could have made that say
3:17.
3:17.
Like,
just like
you've been all about the number this like, whole time.
Those three numbers, like, why not just make it?
Exactly. I saw that and I'm like, oh, come on. Like, the second time we watched it through, I was like, I am so disappointed.
Yeah, that could have been so much cooler.
Yeah, it would have been. I mean, the guy from the movie 23 would have been like, oh my god.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so Eli's bravery. He is braver than I have been or will ever be in my entire life.
Yeah.
The kid standing at a window and goes, writes his name. And there's something standing right next to him breathing on the window too. And then,
yeah, he put his hand on the window and then the thing breathed next to him.
Right?
Yeah.
So that happened. And I immediately... seeing that happen, I'd be like, like, I'd freak out, scream bloody murder, and run the F out of that house. I don't care about my autoimmune disease.
F out.
Yeah, I will nope out of there quicker than anybody has noped out of anything.
Yeah.
The kid stays and looks at it, backs up a little, then goes into his parents' room. Okay, typical reaction, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's when he saw someone behind the curtains. He got up and he's like, who's there? And like ripped back the curtains. I'd be noping out of there yet again.
Yeah.
And then
knowing that phantom breath on the window was already in the room. Like,
I wouldn't even want to go back into the bedroom.
There. Yeah, I wouldn't go in there.
Like, and then when he was in the bathroom, he sees a shadow behind a shower curtain and he's walking up to it like, who are you? And then rips it open. Nobody's there. And then goes to look in the window or in the mirror. Yeah, the door closes behind him. The tap after turns
he takes
on.
A shower, yeah.
No, he didn't take a shower. He was in his room.
Oh, no,
he
but was it was gonna foggy go... in the bathroom.
Because the shower was running.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, sorry, yeah.
So he goes, he's in there, he tries to see who's behind the shower curtain, and then we see that the door closes behind him and the faucet turns on the sink. So he goes there, and he, like, clears the fog from the mirror and sees some person behind him, and he's like, you're not real. And then he goes to wipe off the fog on that part of the mirror, and they're gone. Who stays?
I'd be like, and just like run out. Like,
if I couldn't have opened the door, I would have made, you know how like on Teletoon, or not Teletoon, but Looney Tunes,
yeah.
When they run through a wall or a door, it's like
the imprint. Shaped door, a Sam-shaped hole in the door.
Exactly. That's exact. Like, I would have noped out of there so hard, I would have left a Sam-shaped hole in the door.
Yeah. And it'd be like all like weird shit, like your one arm up, your one arm down, and like your leg just
flailing to the right. Like,
How is your left leg on the right side? What is happening right now?
Yeah. This kid is very brave.
Yeah. And it's weird. He when he was going in for his first treatment, the mom, like, they did that birthday wish thing to calm him down. She's like, what did you wish for? And he's like, for me to be brave. Like, kid, you already are. Yeah. Like, how much more brave do you want to be?
Yeah.
Like, you can't have all the brave leave some for us.
Since we're talking about something creepy.
Okay.
We kind of talked about it. The room where the girl was bent over backwards doing that bridge thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, like, sees her walking towards him and he starts to run away quickly. I made myself watch it the first time when she was chasing him down the hallway, but the second time, I just, knowing it, like, I could not bring myself to open my eyes and fixate them on the TV. I had to get Andrew. I was making eye contact with him, or just like staring at the side of his face. I'm like, tell me when it's done. Yeah. He's like, really? I'm like, yes. Very scary stuff.
Yeah, it was. It didn't scare me as much as that spider video, but that, it was freaky. It was definitely freaky. Yeah.
The amount of twists and turns this movie makes, like, I usually watch a movie, I'm like, oh, this is gonna happen, or, you know, maybe not at the beginning, but eventually I'll know exactly what is gonna happen, or just have a general idea.
Yeah.
But this movie, talk about plot twists.
Oh, yeah.
And closer to the end of the movie, we see that Eli's kind of figured out what's going on, and he ran into Dr. Horn's bedroom, I guess, and he locked himself in there. And then he sees...
Oh, no, her office, not her bedroom.
No. Her office is where he got the files. Her bedroom is where she was sleeping, which is where he ran into to get away from them when they chased him into his office.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So then he's locked himself or barricaded himself in her room, and he sees this random bug, which Andrew and I don't know the significance to. It's featured throughout the movie. It leads him to certain places.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't know its significance, but maybe you guys know. Tell us in the comments.
Yeah.
And the bug leads him to this wall, and then it like flies into this crevice in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then he feels air coming out, so he opens it, and then he's like, oh my god, air. And he like covers his mouth with his shirt, which I'm doing now. I don't know why. It's not like you can see me.
I was wondering, like, why is she covering her face?
I'm a very visual person. I talk with my hands, and I'm looking at Andrew, so yeah. I'm like, oh, this is what was happening. I just did it again. I don't know why.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Anyways.
So he goes down into this room, and he sees this, like, creepy stairway thing that he goes down into, and then in this,
it's like a dungeon.
Yeah, and then the dungeon room itself has like jail bar wall door thing. They know what I'm talking about if they've seen it. And he goes in, and then there's this thing that I thought was a well, because it looked like the well.
It looks
from
just
the
like a well.
Yeah,
except like
big. Except it's like it's bigger like 10 feet and like across. Fancier. Still, I thought it was a well, and then. He's looking around, and he sees this cross, and he's looking at it, and then the Dr. Horn person locks him in there.
Yeah.
And the sedatives that they gave him beforehand kicks in, and he passes out. And when he wakes
up... Oh, no, he starts hyperventilating because they locked him in.
Right, he started hyperventilating, and then it, like, it kicked in at the same time, and then he passed out. And then when he woke up, he's like, oh, I can breathe. And like, I can only imagine how wonderful that must feel.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I would feel so fantastic if I woke up one morning and was not allergic to our animals that I love so dearly. Y'all, if I ever have a stuffed nose and you can tell, or a hoarse voice or anything like that, it's literally because of my animals. I'm so allergic to them. And I take allergy pills every single day. I have a stuffed nose every single day, and I sneeze all of the time. That's why, if you're wondering. But
they
yes,
go through so much Kleenex.
Oh, I know, it's terrible. My skin is so dry on my nose. But anyways, okay, so anyway.
But I digress.
So then they've locked him into this dungeon cellar room thing.
We'll call it a cellar.
A cellar. They've locked him in this cellar. And when he wakes up, he's like, I can't breathe, Mama. And he starts screaming. And then Mom hears him and wants to go down to him. And Nurse Horn is like, oh, we better not. And the mom was like, I wasn't asking. I was like, you tell him, girl. Mm-hmm. You tell him. And then she goes down into this, what did we say, cellar?
Cellar,
she yeah. goes down into the cellar, and he pretends like he's like passed out, like on the edge of the well thing. And then she goes in, and he smokes her in the face.
Oh my god, he just drilled her in the face.
I was not expecting that at all. At all. And yeah. It was like, oh my god. Like,
and it was with a cross. Like with a cross.
Like
a metal cross.
Like it looked like brass. Like it was like a decent.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It was good. And then he books it out of there.
Yeah. He booked it out of there. But what happened after that? What are you... Oh, they caught him.
Yeah.
And then they caught him, and that's when they did the whole, like, exorcism thing. And then we found out that they were doing the only thing that they were giving him was holy water in his IV.
Yeah, and they were, like, spraying holy water on him, and he was, like...
Skin was burning.
Skin was burning, yeah. And that's when he started turning red.
Yeah, like, and that's when I figured out that his hives, and I'm quoting, were actually, like, the devil's skin. Like, you know, because they depict Satan to be, like, this red person, right? And so because he's got, like, this fiery evil whatever inside of him, his skin burns. And when he gets worked up throughout the movie, electrical things go off. Or if he starts having a panic attack, he starts getting these quote-unquote hives. And it's really just the fire inside of him starting to burn his skin that he has to calm down and...
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I put that connection together afterwards, and I thought that was so clever.
Yeah, it was really so neat. So smart.
Oh, and then the mom pulls a knife on the nurse. Or not on the nurse. She pulls a knife on the doctor.
Dr. Horn, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the dad, being the complete jerk that he is, takes the knife from her like, oh, honey, I'll help you. And then gives it to the doctor, and she almost kills his son. Like, yeah. Oh,
but I love when he uses his, like, he figures out his, like, special powers and, like, stops.
And then she's like, no! And then, like, slams it into her chest. Like, oh my god, that was amazing. And then he was mad at his dad, so he, like...
Oh, man. I did not see that coming at all. Right? Like, implodes his face. Like, yeah. Like, oh,
God. It collapses in on itself. It's like he took a baseball bat, like the end of a baseball bat, and just rammed him right in the face with it.
Okay, so he made his dad look like when you eat something that's ridiculously sour. Your face just sucks right into itself. That's exactly what his dad looked like.
Yeah.
Then he died.
Yeah. Which was good because he was a jerk.
Yeah.
I can't believe he was going to just let them kill his son because it wasn't his biological son. Come on.
I know, eh?
Come on.
What a bum.
That being said, I think it's safe to say that we both really enjoyed the movie overall and that it wasn't a disappointment. And
very much so.
Yeah, it was very good. I used to have this really bad...
Outlook
for Netflix originals.
Mm-hmm.
Like The Punisher, excellent show.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of good Netflix movies.
Yeah, not to say that they're all bad.
No.
Or they're all good.
But I'm starting to see a lot of really good ones, which gives me... The desire to watch more.
Exactly. Yeah.
And this was just overall so impressive. Yeah,
I will definitely watch this movie again.
Oh, me too. Happily. It was creative. It was...
Well written.
Well written. Very well written. Mm-hmm. The acting was not a disappointment whatsoever.
No.
And just the plot twist. Like, I can't get over that. Like, you really think the movie's going in this direction, and then all of a sudden, it's like a hard right turn, and you're going in that direction. Like, it's just...
Right to hell.
It was really good. I enjoyed it. What about you?
I really, really liked that movie. It, like you said, I mean, there's nothing I can say that you didn't already say, but I just really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was great.
Good. So we can watch it again.
Yes, we can.
So usually this is where you start telling us little tidbits and trivia.
It is now time for Andrew's trivia.
People, if they're having like a glass drink somewhere, they're just shattering.
All right, so the first bit of trivia is they say Eli at 2 minutes and 26 seconds in.
Ah, we've been forgetting to do that.
We have been forgetting to do that, but I remembered.
Good for you.
I remembered just before we filmed our YouTube and I
That's turned the what movie you back were on. Doing. Yeah. I was wondering what was taking you so long.
I knew they said it like almost right away. They had to. So
yeah.
The budget for it was $11 million US.
Wow.
And which realistically isn't that much.
Well,
I mean, Trauma Center was 20 something.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, this is reasonable.
Yeah. And Trauma Center was awful.
You found the budget for Trauma Center?
Yeah.
I didn't think you could.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyway, go on.
Because they didn't make their money back.
That's right.
By at all.
I thought that they couldn't. We didn't know, but we assumed they didn't make their money back because we estimated what it would have cost.
No.
And they only released in the theaters. Yes.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. That's true. So yeah, I figured
out. Look at me remembering things.
Yeah. I figured out what they made, but yeah. Okay.
Anyways.
So it was released on October 18th, 2019. And I'm pretty sure that was released on the US Netflix, because we didn't see it on the Canadian Netflix until like a month ago.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw something about it a month ago. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's in the new releases section.
How long do movies stay in their new release section?
Not that long, because they update the movies every month.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. So it must be new to Canada, because I know they do that sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I would assume.
Yeah.
Which
sucks.
Yeah. Because Sons of Anarchy was only on the US one, and now it's on the Canadian one.
Oh, forever. And come on. Bring on Criminal Minds.
Yeah. What are you doing?
What are you doing? It's been years.
Come on. And Netflix acquired the distribution rights for the film from Paramount, because Paramount didn't know how to market the film. That blows my mind. Like, that's their job, is to market a film. And it's not like this film is so unmarketable. Like, yeah. Why? How?
Yeah.
How is that a thing?
It doesn't
make any sense.
Yeah.
And like I said, this is the first role for Charlie Shotwell.
Yes.
So, like we said before, he did an amazing job. So, Bravo to you.
Bravo.
And the coolest trivia. Now, I'm going to say sorry right off the bat, because I do not speak Spanish. I barely speak English. when the nurse weighs Eli, she says...
Oh, wait. So if you watched the YouTube video and I said that, and you saw me say that this was like a juicy little tidbit that we're going to talk about in the spoiler-filled review, this is it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, in case you couldn't figure that out from the movie, that's just letting you know this is it.
Here comes the juicy... of juicy spoilers.
Yes.
When the nurse weighs Eli, she says CS60 ECS. I'm really sorry if I got that wrong, but it's essentially Spanish for 666.
666.
Yeah, 666. Which basically tells you
the devil.
He's the devil.
Yeah, so if you spoke Spanish and you know what she was talking about.
Movie ruined.
That could have been a spoiler right away.
Yeah. You're like, there's unless he weighed 66.6 pounds. But they don't do 0.6 on the type of scale she was using.
Yeah.
And for an 11-year-old to weigh 66 pounds, he's pretty malnourished.
Well, I mean, he is a sick kid.
Yeah, but he's not. Yeah, he still eats. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that could have been a really big spoiler.
In the words of Hubie's mom, that could have been a really big boner. And the IMDb rating was 5.7 out of 10, and the Rotten Tomatoes Rotten Tomatoes tomato meter was 48%, and the audience score was 38%,
which makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't understand
what's wrong with you people.
I want to know who they get to grade these things on both of these. Okay, IMDb 5.7 out of 10. It's 57%. That's pretty low.
That's low.
But like, Rotten Tomatoes, who are they getting to do this?
Yeah.
Like, those people must hate movies.
They must.
Why are they doing this?
Yes, I brought up those three questions that I had earlier that kind of spun off to a couple smaller ones.
Yeah.
But overall, it had great acting.
Yeah.
It had a phenomenal storyline. The set was incredible. The special effects were incredible. I just don't see any mistakes with... That would have made it be that low.
Yeah, that's craziness. Maybe because people thought, oh, there's too many questions, there's too many unanswered this, I have to keep thinking, or I don't know. Like it makes no sense. It's a very interesting, very well written, very very well acted movie. It's awesome.
Well, those numbers are stupid, and I'm gonna pretend like they don't even exist because mm-hmm. it was a great movie, and that's my word is the word.
Yeah.
Yes.
My word is the word.
Aside from the bird.
Yeah. And now that's stuck in everyone's head.
Yep, you're welcome. Also, I lost the game. Sorry.
Oh, that is just mean. I love it.
The rules of the game is that once you realize you lost the game, you have to say it out loud. And for some reason, when I said the bird, I thought of the game, and I'm sorry. You guys know. You understand. You get it.
You just lost so many listeners. I'm just joking. You didn't. Burr is the word. Don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a word.
Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up there. All right. That lovely karaoke hour. I'm going to just say that for the movie, on our YouTube channel, we gave it a 4 out of 5 popcorns. Mm-hmm. I would have given it a 5 out of 5. Why did you decide 4 out of 5?
Well, because there were those unanswered questions.
That's true. And I agree with the 4 out of 4.
The 4 to 4.
The 4 to 4 or the 4 out of 5.
I would say 4 to 5.
Okay, I agree with the 4 out of 5.
The 4 to 5. The 4 to 5.
Yeah, words.
Words and stuff and numbers.
Yeah, places.
But I was going to say places.
Really?
Yeah, oh. I was just about to say it.
Nice. Anyways. You guys, I want to thank you. You're all awesome for listening. I can't do this without you. So thank you for being here.
And you make it worth doing.
Yeah, you make it worth doing. Without getting too cheesy, we'll just get a little nacho cheese on there, not too much. Mm. Thank you.
A little bit of queso.
A little bit of cheese curds. Just little bite-sized pieces of cheese. Anyways, as always, thank you guys for listening. And Andrew, thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me. I love being here every Monday with you.
I love having you here every Monday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyways, guys, make sure you watch the movie once or twice because the devil is in the details. This has been That Canadian Podcast. I am That Canadian. Stay safe out there.